Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Dave Garcia with the Knoxville PTO, here to discuss a fundraiser they are doing this spring called a Spellathon. Dave, thanks as always for coming in to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you, Samantha.
Now, first of all, this is something that I had never heard of. What exactly is a Spellathon, and can you kind of explain how the whole process works?
Sure. What a Spellathon is it's just a spelling test that the kids take, and we're just tying a fundraiser to the spelling test. The kids are going to take a test on April 15th, and when they got their spelling list last week, they took them a pledge form, and they're just taking that home to their parents and their grandparents and close neighbors, and they're just trying to get pledges for the words they spell correctly. So we're just tying in a fundraiser for something that they already do every week.
Sure. And it sounds like there's several different purposes. One, you mentioned that it's a fundraiser, but it's also helping the kids learn as well.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about it. It's most of the fundraisers that the kids do are more selling-based fundraisers, and this is definitely educational-based. The kids are, you know, they're excited about spelling the words right, because the more words they spell correctly, the more prizes they're going to earn, and also the more money they're going to raise for the school.
And where exactly did the idea come from to do a Spellathon?
Well, the idea came from, I'm fairly new to Knoxville, and 3 years ago I was living in the Des Moines area, and they did this at the school we were at there. So when I came to Knoxville and got involved with the PTO, I just talked to some people from the old school, and they gave me all the information, and we just started it here. We've been doing this, and at North Star, we've done it for, this is our third year, and now we have all the schools coming together, so this is the first year we're doing it with all the schools.
And how has it gone in the past? What kind of feedback have you guys gotten?
Oh, we've had great feedback. Seems like the people really like, parents really like this, because the kids are, they're learning. I think people like to just, we get a lot of people just asking, can we just donate money to the school or to the PTO? And this is a good way to do that. There's nothing to buy, so they really like that they can just, they're just giving money to the kids. We've also got a lot of good feedback from teachers. Teachers definitely like, the education-based fundraisers, and they really get involved with this fundraiser also.
Now, what are kind of the rewards? You mentioned that kids aren't getting rewards based on the amount of money they raise, but it's based on the number of words. So,
yeah.
Example, how does, say they do really well in their test, what can they get as far as a prize?
Oh, yeah. The neat thing about this fundraiser is they're not getting rewarded on money whatsoever. It's just on how they do on the test. So we broke this up in three different ways. We have a school goal. So the school works together. And this is really exciting for the kids, because we broke it down. If they get 70% of the words right per the school, they're going to get an extra recess, which for kids is a big deal.
Sure.
If they got 80% of the words right, the PTO members come to the school at lunch, and we throw an ice cream sundae party for them. And we've done this in the past, and they really enjoyed this. And the big one is if they get 90% of the words right, the kids are going to get the ice cream party in the recess, but they also get, we're going to take a pie and we're going to squish it in the face of the principals. And when we told the kids this, they were really excited about that. So they're really working for that.
Sure, absolutely. And what are the individual goals that the kids
sure,
have?
Sure. Individual goals. We reward the kids that get 100% on the test. So the ones that get all their words right, we'll have an assembly after this is over, and they'll get a certificate signed from the principal. They also get their photo on the bulletin board in the front of the school, so all the kids can see who scored 100%.
Sounds like a win-win for everyone involved.
Sure. And then we also, we kind of have the classes competing against each other also. So we break down the kindergartners and the first graders are competing against each other, and the second and third and the fourth and fifth. So it kind of adds a little competition to it.
Sure. Now, these words aren't easy either. I think elementary words and, they seem pretty simple, but let's run through a couple of the crazy things that these kids are, going to have to spell in order to work for their prizes.
Sure. I have a fifth grader and a third grader, so I just brought their list. And starting with the third grader, I believe their list is usually 20 words. And for the Spellathon, they're doing 35 words. So it's more words than they're used to. And they have words like One of the big ones here is multiplication, subtraction, Australia, beautiful, everybody. So these are third graders. So we let the teachers make the list. So they made it challenging. It's obtainable, but it's also challenging for the kids. So, and on the fifth graders, they usually have, I believe, 25 words. And their list now is 60 words. So, and they have some really big words here, like thermometer, responsibility. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. So any of these kids that get 100% or, you know, it's pretty big deal for them.
Sure.
So.
And why would you say that spelling is important for kids to know?
Oh, I mean, it's just, I think it's very important. I mean, they need to be able to read, to write when you're writing a letter if you can't spell. I know I struggle with spelling a little bit, and I always have to do the spell check on the computer or, you know, read over my what I wrote. And it's just, if they can get this now, it just makes it so much easier for them in the future.
And the money that is raised through the fundraiser, what is that going to go toward?
Sure. The money specifically in this fundraiser that we're raising is going to go for field trips, for school activities such as assemblies, and also replacing playground equipment or balls or the things the kids use out in the field. So,
do you guys have any sort of monetary goal that you're kind of striving for? Is it just more about the number of words correctly? What's kind of your guys' goals?
We really don't know, because this year we kind of increased the size of the, you know, the PTO in the schools. So we really haven't set a goal. We hope the kids get to that 90% level, because in the past, when it was at North Star, they were in the 85% level, and we really like to see the principals get a pie in the face this year.
Sure, absolutely. Now, if someone is listening to this and wants to participate and haven't yet heard about it, how can they go about doing so?
Sure, they can get a hold of one of the two schools, either North or West, and just talk to the secretaries there and just let them know that they want to help out, and they will get a hold of me, and I will contact them.
All right. And when would pledges and everything have to be in by?
Well, the test is on April 15th, and we're having the kids send in the pledge forms the day of the test, which is April 15th. So.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're just really excited about this, and I hope all the kids out there are studying hard, and hopefully we get to throw a pie in the principal's faces this year.
I look forward to seeing that. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.